When NA first started in Japan, even members didn't believe a normal life could be possible for addicts, and especially women in recovery. As the fellowship matured, this member and others like her came to realize there is no model of the recovering addict. What makes me happy now? It took me about 10 years to realize I could be an NA member and live a normal life. Before I got clean, it seemed that there were hardly any women in Japan who were addicted to drugs. I seemed to be alone. No one in my family knew anything about addiction, and no one around me talked about it. The women in NA are very special to me because when I got clean, I was the only one. I was told that as an addict, I should avoid having children. The fellowship thought that if I had a baby, I wouldn't come to meetings anymore. No one had experience to share about having children in recovery. Now I know that my recovery is not short-term. This is a lifelong program. And there might be times when I can't go to meetings, but back then we thought that if you couldn't go to a meeting every day, then you would go back to using. We had no history or experience. In those first years of NA, we went to AA meetings as well. And many members, including my AA sponsor, used to tell me, "How dare you get married and have kids before you get well?" Those early members didn't have any role models themselves. My son, who is 14 years old now, was the first to be born from a couple active in the NA program in Japan. Everyone watched him grow. People said that my husband and I were going to divorce at any moment. We've been together for 19 years now. Our life is normal. When I first joined NA 22 years ago, there were about 10 members. The seven of us from Tokyo would take the bullet train to visit three members in Osaka. Every time we got together, we would talk about how to spread the NA message. In the first 5 years, there was hardly any growth in the fellowship. We had to look for newcomers. When we heard there was an addict in a mental institution far away, we would go there and talk through the bars. We were doing service work with hospitals and institutions and public information on a regular basis, but we had no connections with physicians. My husband would just walk into a mental institution and ask if there were any addicts there. We would go to very small towns in the hills and talk to addicts in the institutions, even those who had no intention of stopping. Once in a while, a hospital would ask us to come back. We would take the bullet train to go see just one addict. It was very important for us to keep doing that. I would go watch TV with women addicts in mental institutions, anything. As NA members, what we really needed was more members. Because there were so few of us, I felt a lot of pressure to try to be a perfect NA member. At that time, NA was where very young men, kids who were 15 or 16, and older yakuzas went. When I was new in NA, I didn't want to be seen with men who had tattoos all over their bodies and lizard leather shoes, and I was afraid of some of them. It took many years for some of our members to move on from who they used to be and to understand that being a boss on the street is different from being a sponsor. A perfect NA member attends meetings regularly, but sometimes it can be really scary for women to go to meetings. As the fellowship in Japan grew, we translated more NA literature. Once we were able to read the message in our language, the program became much clearer. I was shocked to read that drugs were not the major problem for us, but that the problem is our obsessive thinking and compulsive behavior. When I read that, I thought, this is it. This is the life I have been living. The women in the fellowship were profoundly affected by the NA message. They would talk about hitting their bottom prior to using drugs. When anyone stops using, it means dealing with emotional pain on a daily basis. And women addicts in Japan often have abusive relationships in which physical abuse on top of emotional and physical pain are part of life. Many women shared how drugs were a good thing for them, until their using became unmanageable. I didn't understand this until the new translation. These women also had a hard time with the word recover. In Japanese, recover means to go back to the way you used to be. Survivors of abuse don't want to go back to the way they used to be. In recovery, they want to move on and grow. People who had nothing to start with were afraid that they really had nothing to recover. As we started to read the new translations, it clarified that women in Japan were sharing the same experience as members around the world. When we share, Our stories light the way for other people. If we don't share, we are alone in the darkness. And when we do share, our experiences become part of everyone else's experience. Many Japanese women addicts shared in meetings about their experiences with sexual abuse and domestic violence. It was always said that nobody is sexually abused in Japan. Holding on to that story kept us alone in the dark. But sharing with each other in NA has changed the culture in Japan. All of these women addicts began sharing their stories, and now people talk about domestic violence and sexual abuse as real problems. Nobody believed us for so long. I couldn't even believe it myself. I had a hard time when my child was born because I was home caring for him. My husband was always busy, and so I never really was a perfect member because I couldn't go to meetings consistently. What I did instead for my first 10 years or so clean was answer calls from NA members at home. Everybody in NA knew our home phone number, so it was just like the helpline. On a typical day, I would be taking care of my child, answering calls about where the meetings were. There are many different ways to serve the program. Even though I couldn't get to meetings regularly, I was still carrying the message. During this hard time, I found a new sponsor in California. There weren't many experienced NA members in Japan, so it was necessary for us to go abroad to find members who could share knowledge about the program. She was so supportive, telling me, "I am proud of you. You're doing your best. You don't need to feel guilty." I met a group of mothers at the nursery school, and we helped each other by sharing babysitting. This meant I could get to some NA meetings, but then I was obligated to spend more time with their babies. I also put NA events over events at my child's school. He was always involved with NA, and he didn't have enough connections with other kids. Now I know that working the 12 steps is the most important thing. As long as I work the 12 steps, I can prioritize my life the way that seems right to me. Recently, I lost a large amount of money in business. It was one of the worst times I have been through, and I didn't know how to get over it. I had something I believed in, and it fell apart. I began to lose confidence in myself. Because of this hardship and the loss of my self-confidence, I started to work steps 6 and 7. Once I started to see my own defects, that heavy pressure I felt began to lift. 6 months later, I was considering this idea of sharing my story and describing what makes me happy. What makes me feel really happy is that right in the midst of this really difficult time, I realized that I'm a member of NA. I have the tools I was taught in this program, and I know I can use them to overcome difficulties. I don't know if I call this happiness, but I think that being an NA member who has tools makes it possible to be happy. These hard times that I think I won't be able to overcome are really a gift from my higher power. And when it's over, I always feel relieved. I feel the strongest connection with my higher power when I've made a mistake. Making mistakes breaks down my false beliefs. My higher power gives me an opportunity to see clearly what I really believe in. When I think that I know what success looks like in business or in my personal relationships, my higher power always gives me a chance to look back and see how small my thinking has been. The mistakes that I make are the biggest gifts. I know now that the goal is not to be perfect. When I first got clean, I thought it was better not to make mistakes. But now I have a deep respect for those people who, no matter how many times they relapse, still come back to the program and try as best they can. In those early years, we have a misconception about what it meant to be happy in the program. We thought that happy in the program meant that we became model NA members. Recently, I was talking with a member who has been in and out of the program for many years, in and out of institutions, in and out of marriages. When I first heard this, I thought his higher power wouldn't love him because of his failures. I, on the other hand, kept coming back to meetings for a long time and loved only one man. I had thought that a higher power should love a diligent member like me, not him. Thankfully, that way of thinking has completely changed within me through working the program. I said to him, "Who is actually happier? It could be you or me. We don't know. At least I cannot judge." No matter how many times you relapse, NA still takes you back. That's the NA program. NA doesn't kick you out. Instead, NA is always here for you. I really can't tell you who has the better life. the perfect NA member that I've tried to be for the last 20 years, or those people who go in and out of the program. I just happened to stay clean because I was involved with the fellowship. I didn't stay clean because I tried so hard to stay away from drugs. I stayed clean because of the fear that I could not afford not to. I stayed clean because of the fear that I could not afford not to be the model NA member. I'm not that different from those members who relapse. When I think that way, I feel lighter. I feel more respect for those members who are struggling to stay clean. I believe that the higher power doesn't discriminate. What makes me the happiest in recovery is to see change in a fellow addict. It's always a great pleasure and surprise to see members change. No matter how many times I witness that change, it still makes me happy. So grateful to have done that. So now we're just going to introduce Harui and our wonderful interpreter, Sean.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Konnichiwa, Harui desu. Kyou wa
yoroshiku. Good afternoon. My name is Harui. I'm an addict.
なんかこの文章を書いた頃が、ちょっと夢のような感じ。
I reflect back on when I wrote this, and it's kind of a dream now that I reflect back like this. I can reflect back like this.
で、この文章に出てくる彼は今も NA に行ってちゃんとやめてます。
The person that I was talking about, that I wrote about in this reflection, my former husband, I think, is still in NA and he's still clean.
で、今日私紙私実はすごく重い喘息を持っていて、今日はちょっと喘息が相当苦しいのでゆっくり話をしてきます。
I have issues with my asthma and they're pretty bad today, so.I'm going to take this really slow and take my time sharing today. I hope you guys are okay with that.
今日ちょっと日本こう気温の差が激しくて急に寒かったのが暑くなって湿度が高くなっちゃったら今日苦しくてちょっとしょうがなくて。
In Japan, the temperature in Japan is really high or it's really low. It's like the beginning of spring. So in the morning, it's really cold. In the afternoon, it starts getting really hot. So, you know, that's affecting my issues here right now. Hi.
で、今、そうね、頃のことを思い出すと、本当に大変だったなと思って。で、その後も、もう、やっぱり。
春江さん、飛びました、今。
飛んだ？
今、飛びました。はい、もう一回お願いします。
うん。これを書いた頃のことを思い出すと、その後にも、まあ、たくさんのいろんなことが起きて、大変だったなと思って。
Okay, so I want to look back, you know, I'm looking back to when I wrote this and realizing that a lot of things have happened since then, right?
うん。で、ですね、今、私がすごく力を入れてやっているのは、刑務所の中の、女子刑務所の中のメッセージっていうのを、ものすごく力を入れてるんですよね。
Right now, in the moment right now, what I'm doing is I'm using a lot of my my time and my energy and focusing on the convicts that are being held in prisons in Japan, especially the women convicts.
この3年は、北海道にある女子刑務所のプログラムを作るっていうのをやっていました。
Right now, I am working on a project for a prison in northern Japan. It's a place called Hokkaido. It's a women's prison, and I'm doing something to I'm working on a program especially for that prison.
もう当たり前のように NA につながるみたいな、当たり前のようにプログラムの中に NA の考え方が入ってるみたいな、を作っていたので。
And so, you know, what I'm working on is things about NA, talking about NA in the program, and how to use the program in recovery for that program in Hokkaido in the women's prison.
それで、それはワーカーとか臨床心理とか医者との、あるいは法務省のスタッフとの、一緒になっていろんなことを作っていくっていう。で、NA の、ミーティングにも行ってもらう、刑務所のスタッフたちに行ってもらうみたいなことも随分していました。
And what I'm doing in this process is collaborating with us, different physicians, the Ministry of Justice, and prison workers, and physician, psychologists. And what I'm doing is I'm having them attend NA meetings and see what NA meetings is about.
それで私が、NA につながったのは1984年の5月3日なんですけれども、
I first went to my first NA meeting 1984, May 3.
それで、よかったね。早パート、早く出会えて、本当に、なんていうの、感謝してます。
And for me to be able to connect to NA way back in those days, you know, that's nothing but gratitude to my higher power.
27歳の時に、NA の12セットと出会えたことにすごく感謝をしていて、してます。
And I got the same gratitude for being able to be, that I have the 12 steps and the NA program.
それで、1989年ぐらいに初めて、NA のサービスカンファレンス、カリフォルニアのサービスカンファレンスに、NA の、その頃だ、代表のサブ代表、なんて言うんだっけ、
副代表。
そして副代表として、カリフォルニア の, そのサービスカンファレンスに出ました。
Okay, 1989, I was doing service for NA.And I was the altar delegate for the World Service Conference, for the Service Conference back in 1989.
どうぞ。それでその次の年も出たんですけれども。
And I also attended the World Service Conference the next year also.
まあ、すごい人数でもう何を話されてるのかわかんないし、通訳も、ワールドサービスが雇ってくれたんだけど全然わからない人で、
and yeah, I was just, you know, it was just very, I didn't understand what anybody was saying. There was a whole shitload of people there. The translator that they had appointed during that time wasn't that good, and I really didn't, I couldn't understand what that person was saying.
それでその時に一緒に、ホテルに泊まった、たまたま泊まることになった NA の女の友達たちが2人いるんですけれども、そこで友達になったんだけど、そのミーティングが終わった後にその3人でステップどういうふうに使ってるのかとか、その、彼女たちが、棚卸し、日々の棚卸しをしているのを見たりとか、そこから一緒に瞑想したりとか、それからその中の一人が刑務所の中で、メッセージに入っていて、刑務所の中のプログラムを手伝っているっていう話を聞いたのが1980、おそらく9年のことでした。
Okay, so in 1989, during that time, this is kind of long. ちょっと説明しますね。When I was at the WSC, we paired off, and I was able to have two other roommates. So there was three of us, and we shared we became friends. And I noticed that they was doing step work, you know, and I asked them about their step work. And they was meditating, you know, so I was able to learn about meditation. And then, you know, through our sharing, I was able to learn that one of those women that I was staying with did prison work in the prisons. So.
それでそこの1990年ぐらいからなんとかして女子刑務所の中に入りたいと考えるようになりました。
And that's the first time that I had an idea of going into a Japanese women's prison to spread the message of NA. That was the point when I decided I wanted to go into a Japanese prison for women.
それでその頃の、あの、今もそうですけど、日本の刑務所はすごく厳罰で厳重なので、もう絶対に中の情報を出さないし、それから、今は少し変わりましたけれども、文通したりやり取りすることもできなかったので、こう本当に真面目に私は刑務所のスタッフになることを考えました。
Okay. ちょっと説明しますね。The difference between prison, maybe abroad in Japan, is Japanese prisons are like always on lockdown. Back in the day, you couldn't even write letters. There was no information about what was going on in Japanese prison. It was really old school prison style. But that back in that time, back in that day, that's when I decided that maybe I should just be a prison worker and, you know, and do and work as a prison specialist. どうぞ。
もう本当に冗談みたいにその刑務所 のスタッフにならないともう入れないようなあのもう大変でした。で、
okay. And for a normie like me to get into a prison is like unheard of.So the only way that maybe I can get into a prison to spread the NA message was to work there. That's how hard it is to get into a Japanese prison.
そしてその頃の他の NA メンバーたちと一緒に、まあ、さまざまなメッセージ活動をしてたわけだけども、活動をみんなでする中で、2003年ぐらいに初めて刑務所の中にですね、女性の NA メンバーと、あともう一人 の専門家と女性の NA メンバー2人で入って、とうとう講演をすることになりました。
So finally in 2003, you know, I was finally able to go into a Japanese prison with another physician and two NA members. It was the first time that I was able to break that barrier.And get into a prison was 2003.
で、その時に刑務所の、あの、統括ってこう、あの、なんていうのかな、偉いところにいる人に、
偉い人、
うん、あなただけは刑務所に入れたくなかったというふうに言われて、
okay, and this is,
人のこと言われたんですけど、うん、
when I went through the gates of the prison, the first thing that prison guard and that was an officer told me was you are the one that I really didn't want to let into the prison.
10年知ってたけどあなただけは入れたくなかった。
I've known you and heard about you for 10 years but you are the last type of person that I really wanted to put in, to allow in the prison.
やっと。
Yeah. So what she's saying is, you know, kind of likeI'm in, you know, so screw you, you know? Yeah.
もう本当に長かかった。
ちょっと説明しますね。Okay, so what she's trying to get at is it's that hard to get into a prison. And the first thing that the prison guard told her was, you are the type of person that we really didn't want to let in. And she thought in the moment,Well, you know, screw you guys. I got in, you know, I'm in, you know, and it was a very hard and long process for her to get into a Japanese prison. どうぞ。
うん、それで、そっからその、そこはあの福島に、福島っていうところにある刑務所なんですけれども、その福島刑務所のプログラムも手伝うようになって、
After I went into the Hokkaido prison, I was able to go into another prison in the middle of Japan. It's where the nuclear disaster happened. It's Fukushima prison. I was able to go in there and do program in there.
それで、それはあの、NA、初めは NA ではなくて仕事として通って。
At first, they allowed me to, I was able to go into that prison, not for the NA message, but I was hired to go there for addiction.
で、その刑務所のスタッフたちと時間をかけて仲良くなっていって。
で、And I got along with the staff and became friends with them. And our relationship grew from there.
で、その中で NA のミーティングを今もそこの、あの、刑務所はやってるんだけど。
And it started off as a work, but now I got the NA message in there, so there's NA meetings in the Fukushima prison.
そう、Hope Groupっていうんだよね。
Hope Group. And the group, the name of the group is called Hope Group.
それで、その、Hope Group っていうんだけど、で、今はもう本当に NA の、仲間たちが丁寧に通ってステップを一緒にやって聞いた子を渡して、それは私じゃないんだけど、みんな頑張ってやって、今その刑務所は一番 NA の12ステップを信じてるスタッフたちが。
And so, you know, I do not go there anymore. I handed it off to other NA members, women members.And that was a long time ago, and they're still doing it. And that is the one prison that most believes, I'm talking about the officials, that most believe in the NA way and the NA message.
そして、その年の、何年か経った年の、こう、この刑務所の報告書みたいな、犯罪白書っていうのがあるんだけど、その中に NA のグループがある。そこがどんなに活発に活動しているかみたいな報告が出てきた。
Okay, so and yearly, the prisons have to write like a yearly official report that they have to submit to the Ministry of Justice and so on. And Fukushima Prison is always in that report.
それでこの間もその、刑務所のスタッフに今グループどうなってんのって聞くと、あの活発だよ。でそれで、そこの刑務所のスタッフたちは12ステップ信じてるよ、変わったよっていうふうにやっぱり言ってる。今でもあの引き続き変わらないっていうふうに言っていて。
And so she's able to talk with those prison officials every once in a while, and she'll ask him, you know, so how's it going?In the prison, is the message still being spread? And they're like, yeah. And we actually, us non-addict officials actually believe in that message. And it's still going strong.
うん。それはこれも本当にあの NA のメンバーたちが頑張って通って、本当にそれすごい素敵。
That's a beautiful story. Because the NA members in Japan, the women members in Japan are still...doing their best to keep that, that group going on. That's a beautiful story.
で、その1989年に私が初めて聞いた NA メンバーがそのメッセージで入れるっていう夢のような、どうやってやるのかっていうことが仲間と一緒にこう実現してったことがすごい嬉しい。
And the reason why I'm sharing this is because1989, if it wasn't for one of my WSC roommates, she is the one that put that, kind of embedded that idea into my brain and made that a reality. And I was able to pull it off.
それで、
and I'm so grateful for that.
で、 本当にこの、法務省との交渉とか、今厚労省と交渉してるんだけど、このこれの仕事をこうやるのに、裏ですごく支えてくれた人たちっていうのがいて、でそれはカナダにいる NA の友達とオーストラリアにの NA の友達がすごくサポートしてくれたんだよね。
Now I have a lot of relationships with a lot of ministries in Japan, you know, the Ministry of Justice, the Ministry of Education, Health and Welfare, and so on. And now I have, and I started out with two members that I really, that really helped me. One of them is from Canada and one of them is from Australia.
この10年その2人にすごく支えられたから忘れないうちにありがとうって言ってもね。
And before I forget to mention those two members that helped me out from Canada and from Australia, I would like to say right now before I forget, thank you very much for helping me out those last 10 years or those last years.
やっぱり NA に行った時に、あ、刑務所で会ったって言われるのが嬉しくい。刑務所の中に行って、話をしたりとかすることがあるので、あ、刑務所で会った人だ、本当に NA にいるのねって言われるときが一番嬉しい。
Something that really makes me happy now,I think that's the theme of what really makes me happy now is when I meet somebody and they tell me, yeah, I was in a prison and I was able to hear them.The NA message. I got it.
本当にいるのね。本当にいるわよ。
And she still, you know, she's the one that created. I'm the one that, you know, started this off, you know, but I still can't believe that someone would come out and say, well, you know, I was able to hear the message in prison. And that still freaks me out.
だって、NA が私の…工具なんだ。
NA is a tool for me. It's a tool of recovery. It's a tool.
そんな風に日本もやっと変わってきて、それはまあ、もう本当にみんながよく活動して、NA のメンバーたちが、ここまでよく本当に変わってきたなっていうふうに思っています。で、それもやっぱり、世界中の仲間と共に歩んでるっていうふうに思っているし、本当にそうだったので。
Just want to express to you guys that this didn't happen on its own. How Japan has grown in this long process is because of the people that supported me, is because of the NA members all over the world that supported me, and Japan. To help us grow.
で、今、そうだな、そういう仕事をしているときに、私一番ステップもいっぱい使うんですけども、一番こう自分の中に頭に浮かんでくるのは伝統にが私の中に浮かんできます。
So while I'm doing, you know, I do a lot of work in the prisons and, you know, and with steps and NA. And so, I, you know, I have to keep in mind the traditions of NA too. She just wants to show you guys that the traditions are written in Japanese. And she always thinks about the tradition, the second tradition.
それで、いつもこの伝統には頭に浮かべています。
And I'm always thinking about the second tradition.
で、それでそういうふうに一人じゃなくて、いつも みんなと一緒に活動してるっていう、一人でいてもみんなといつも一緒に、ハイアパーと一緒に活動してる。で、それから私に与えられてるのは、私個人の力ではないっていうこと。
What I'm trying to get at, what I'm trying to get at, and what I'm trying to see is that even though sometimes I go to work or I, you know, I'm spreading the message on my own all by myself, I'm never by myself. I always have my higher power. I always have all of you guys, everybody that has supported me, always with me anywhere I go.
で、だんだんその、刑務所、法務省の人たちとも付き合っていくと、どうもハルエたちは考えてるとこが違うらしい、個人的な話をしてないみたいって。
And you know, it's good when I'm having these conversations with all these ministries of the government, you know, they'll say, you know, Harue, you know, you're not selfish, you know, you don't talk about yourself only, you kind of talk about the whole thing.
なんかどうも違ったルールで動いてるみたい。
日本だと、
もう自分の、今すごく個人主義で自分の、主張しかしない人たちの中に囲まれていると、その伝統にとか持ってる私たちがすごく変わって見える。
And what I'm trying to get at is, we have the tradition too, and you know, it's not about personality. We like to talk about the whole and our experiences, and that's what the ministries keep telling me is like something about you is just different. Talking with you is just different. We don't get it, but you're different. You don't talk about yourself because that's what everybody else does, but not you. And I have tradition too for that.
自分が回復するためにステップをいつもなんとか頑張ってやろうとするし、それから社会と付き合うために社会と付き合うことってどういうことかとか、その社会に信頼されるっていうのはどういうことかを教えてくれるのは伝統だったなと思ってる。
I believe that the steps is to work on your personal recovery, and the traditions is to help you out with getting along with society.
で、まあ、その個人的なことではなくて動いてる変わった人としていつも政府の交渉には当たっています。
Mm. And so I try to keep my personal, my personal, per, you know, my personal opinion to myself, especially when I'm working with those people.
で、まあ地震、この、で、いや、ショックなことも、いや、実はこう起きることもあって、その女子刑務所の中の、女子刑務所を変える委員会っていうのが、日本で、2013年に作られたんだけど。
And everything is not cake and ice cream, okay? Everything is not easy. You know, there's a hard process.And I would like to talk about something that happened in 2013. They created this, how do we make Japanese women's prison better group, you know, thing. The government made this project. How do we make a Japanese prison better project?
それでだけど、初めの5年は私が入ってない。私の知り合いのすべてが入ってるのに。
And it kind of pissed me off because the first 5 years of that project, I was not involved. Everybody I had met, everybody that I knew and everybody that I had met was involved except me. And that was hard.
それは私が当事者だから。入れられないって言われて。
The one reason that I heard...that I wasn't allowed to be in that project is because I'm an addict.
日本の、ルールにない。
Everything is about rules in Japan. Everything is based upon rules. It's a rule process country. And so an addict being allowed into a government project like that was not in the rules So they didn't let me in.
すごい泣いて、怒って。
I was pissed. I cried. I was sad.
で、また、でも日本の、あの法律がすごく変わる瞬間があって、で、その時に、あの、私も入ることになって。
And, during that time, in that moment, some of the rules and some of the laws had changed in Japan about prisons. And I was able to get in.
なんかその交渉も、あの、10年単位っていうか、もう本当にがっかりしちゃうこともいっぱいあって。
It took me, everything takes like 10 years, she said. She just said, everything takes like 10 years to change. And those 10 years is not always happiness. You know, there's a lot of things that disappoint you. But yeah, everything changes in those cycles.
その私の個人としての足跡じゃなくて NA の足跡さえあればいいんだけど。
It's not about me.You know, it's not that I have to leave my print or my imprint, you know, in the history of Japanese prisons. That's not what it's about. It's about me getting NA connected to the prison. That's what it's all about.
でも相当あの我慢することもすごく多い。
It was hard though. It was really hard.
でもまたファイヤーパワーと相談しながら、あの今もまた交渉中で、交渉中です。で、少ないに、いかに、みんなの子を、入れていくのかっていうのはやっぱりすごく大変で、すごくストレスもあるけど、私やっぱステップと、伝統とにが両方支えてくれているのと、やっぱハイアパワー支えてくれているのと、さっきも言ったけど、カナダの友達とオーストラリアの友達ともしょっちゅう話をしているので、でそれで他の国がどういうふうになってきたかとかいうのもやっぱり大きく私を支えているなと思ってる。
And what I'm trying to get at is, and what I'm trying to express is my gratitude to the 12 steps, to the traditions.To NA, to my friends in Australia and Canada, and being able to hear the story about the struggles that other women are having, spreading the messages to the NA program or to the prisons in their countries.
で、もちろんハワイの NA は私が一番初めに、NA というものを教えて感じたっていうのがハワイの NA なんで。
I also want to throw out there that the Hawaiian fellowship is the first fellowship that had given me a feeling about what NA is.
あとロサンゼルスの NA の女性たちともそういうふうに、どう生きるのかを教えてくれたのもロサンゼルスの NA の女性たちだったし。
And I would like to say something to the women in Los Angeles. They also taught me how to be a recovering woman addict.
ハワイのワールドコンベンションで再会したときに本当に嬉しかった。ロサンゼルスの女のメンバーたちとは。
And I was able to see those Los Angeles women members in the Hawaiian convention.And that was awesome.
それで、で、個人的には、その、パートナーとは別れたんですよね。
The person that I had mentioned in the story, unfortunately, I divorced him. We got divorced. Oh, no, I didn't divorce him. We got divorced. okay.I want to make that correct, okay? It's like I translate for both of them. Anyways, go ahead. はい、どうぞ。
そう。で、女の友達はみんな私が別れてから大人になったって評判いいんですよね。
And all my friends and everybody around me, they tell me, you know, Harue, you've grown up since you guys got divorced. You know, you became an adult.
昔黒い影を追ってたよねって。
she said, you know, Harue, everybody is around me says, you know, Harue is like, you was always a shadow of that person.
Mm.
You know, yeah. Now you are yourself.
So, あの、昔の、あの、古いスタイルの女性の、日本のアジアの女性のスタイルがあっただけど。
And when you, and everybody around me used to tell me now, yeah, you're like the new version of a woman because in Japan, when you was married, you still had that Japanese cultural kind of thinking where you have to stand behind the man and walk behind him. That's the way it is. But you're not like that anymore.
人間になったよねって。
You're a human now.
だから あの、本当にみんなはあの別れてよかったねっていうふうに言われていて。うん
and so, you know, everybody's like, well, you know, she, okay. And so they're saying, everybody around her is telling her, well, you know, it's good that you guys got separated. I'm happy for you. You look a lot better now. You're yourself now.
これはよく NA であることだけど、女の NA メンバーたちはみんなリボースするとおめでとうって言って支え合う。
So, you know, in Japan, when I got divorced, yeah, all the NA women member surrounded me and started clapping. Congratulations on your divorce.
それでまた、
Don't get her wrong. She is not talking bad about that other person, okay? She's talking about herself, okay? あの、自分の話をしてるだけなんでっていう話をしました。
うんうんうん。はい。で、ですね、あの、去年は本当にコロナでミーティングがなくなっちゃったので、こういうふうにズームのミーティングができて、私はより良くなりました。
みんなと会えるね。This last year, more than a year now, this pandemic has been going on. And we're able to gather like this, you know, through Zoom meetings. I gotta say, you know, that has helped me to grow more. These Zoom meetings and this pandemic has actually helped me to grow.
それで、そのちょうどカナダの、あの、NA メンバーが日本にいたので、2人で、その Zoom でステップを勉強するみたいなのもやって、でもう久しぶりにあのあ、あのスポンシーと一緒にこうステップを勉強するみたいなことを去年はよくやりました。
The good thing about these Zoom meetings is, you know, you can be all over the world and still be able to, you know, share about the steps with other fellow members. Actually, one of my Canadian friends was in Japan, so we was able to do some steps then.And with somebody else that was abroad. So, you know, actually, these things are actually really good tools of recovery.
で、彼はカナダに帰っちゃったんだけど、その私たちのそのステップを学ぶあの、のはこうも続いていて、オンラインで学ぶっていうの。
Yeah, and that person had went back to, that fellow had, that member had went back to Canada and we're still doing step work together. Via Zoom, you know, via online.
で今回ウェイドがこれに呼んでくれて、ショーンが通訳をしてくれて、またこんな風にあのもっとあの英語圏の人たちとステップを一緒に勉強することができるようになったこと本当に感謝してるの。
And I gotta say thank you to Wade. Wade, and she asked, she said Sean too. So, Sean and Wade, you know.Bringing me to this meeting and you guys allowing me to share in this meeting has given me another opportunity to work on NA and work on my steps further.
私のスポンシーでこういうのにこういうのがすごく弱いスポンシーがいて、でも彼女がこの間、これロングタイマーのスポンシーなんだけど、でも彼女がね、こうやってズームで顔見るだけでも元気になるじゃんって。
I have this one sponsee that I've had for a very long time, and she really didn't like these Zoom things. You know, she was kind of unfamiliar with it and uncomfortable with it until she tried it out. And when she saw me and she saw all these faces on here, she got really, really happy.
で、私がこうつなげなくても友達にあの、メンバーに他の友達につなげてもらえればいいんだわって。
And now I don't even have to tell her to get onto one of these. All the people that are around her, help her to get on one of these now, and it works out just fine.
気づいたって。で、これからもっと、もっとこれから、みんなと一緒にステップの勉強、ステップか、伝統もね、勉強していけたらすごい嬉しいなと思ってます。
And so I'd like to say finally that I will keep on working my steps and going through the traditions and doing what I need to do in NA.
はい。あの、久しぶりに去年、あの、ビギナーに一でこう初めメッセージを渡すって機会があったんだけど、男のビギナーだったんだけどね。で、その男のビギナーとも実はこれを読みながら話をしたんだ、ね。
それ今日ですか？
うん。
Okay, and so there is this one. Actually, yeah, 今日だけです。Just for today. Yeah, I was able to today. I was able to share with a beginner today about this Just for Today book. That's been translated in Japan.
そう、こんなこともやってんのよって言って、で、Zoom で。あの3人ぐらいでその彼にこう話をするみたいなことをして、ああ Zoom でも、あとそして、男性のグループにつなげるみたいなことをして、それで男性のグループがのメンバーが支援してくれてるみたいな感じになって。
And that person that I'm talking about, the member that I'm talking about that's a beginner, is actually a guy, but I was able to hook that guy up to other guysAnd to the guys' meetings.
で、この間、東北のグループ、病院から電話かかってきて、実は一人あの女性の依存症者がいるんだけど、話したいって言ってるけど、Zoom で話してくれないかって頼まれました。で、それも嬉しかったね。
Another thing that she wants to talk about, she wants to really think this Zoom thing is a hospital in northern.Psychiatric hospital in northern Japan had called me and asked me to talk with a woman patient, and I was able to talk to a woman patient using this recovery tool.
もう一人のメンバーと二人でその人と話そうと思ってって、
And I was able to talk. You know, we're not face to face, you know, but.It was just the two of us, so we're pretty much face to face.
使えるものを全部使ってメッセージ、まあメッセージでも自分が楽になるからね。
Yeah, you're helping out that other person when you're spreading the message, but you're actually helping yourself out. That's what spreading the message is about.
先行く仲間がね言ってたけどね、メッセージは自分のためにするのよって。
And somebody that had told me a long time ago that spreading the message is not about that person, it's about it's for you. And what you do for you will help out that other person in the long run.
みんなありがとう。
Thank you guys very much. That's my share.
ありがとう。
Thank you.